The words of Shimon ben Azai. Run to do the least of the commandments, as you would to do the most important. Run away from a transgression, for a commandment pulls along a commandment, and a transgression pulls along a transgression. The reward of a commandment is a commandment, and the reward of a transgression is a transgression. That comes from Perkei Avot, from the Mishnah, 2nd century CE, section 4.2. Welcome, friends, to the end of the first 10 days of Lent. Today, I thought we could spend a few moments on two spiritual principles. One being the principle of the mitzvah, the other being the practice of the examen, or more fully, the general examination of conscience. And what I want to put forward to you today is that these two spiritual principles can be combined to sort of bookend our day, giving focus and clarity to the mission at the start of the day, and providing an opportunity to then reflect on that mission at the close of the day. Let's start with the examen, and then we'll move to the mitzvah. St. Ignatius of Loyola, in his Spiritual Exercises, gives us the idea of the daily examen. You might be familiar with this. This would be a time where we are able to look back upon the day and sort of offer it back to God. It's a time to process our actions, our thoughts, our motivations. If you've never purposefully done an examen in this way, it proves oftentimes to be a powerful tool to facilitate our growth towards God, towards wholeness of our actions and our motivations, congruency of self. So Ignatius gives us five guiding points or principles in performing the examen, and I'd like to quote them for you here. Quote, "The first point is to give thanks to God our Lord for the favors received in the day. The second point is to ask for grace to know my sins and to rid myself of them. The third point is to demand an account of my soul from the time of rising up to the present examination. I should go over 1 hour after another, one period after another. The thoughts should be examined first, then the words, and finally, the deeds in the same order as was explained under the particular examination of conscience. The fourth point will be to ask pardon of God, our Lord, for my faults. And then the fifth point will be to resolve to amend with the grace of God, and I close with an Our Father." End quote. That's from the Spiritual Exercises of St. Ignatius of Loyola, section 43. Now, with the examen, the idea for myself is not necessarily to keep track of every single hour the way Ignatius suggests. I find that to be a little much. He was kind of an intense guy. Ignatius was. It's more, for me, reflecting on significant moments throughout the day, while it's still fresh, right? And maybe I'll jot down a couple things throughout the day to be sure to reflect upon during my examen. But generally, it's probably enough to go off of memory, right? Okay, now let's briefly turn to the mitzvah. This is a Hebrew term, the plural being mitzvot. You might have heard of a mitzvah or a mitzvot. In its most literal sense, it can be translated as a commandment. One of the commandments in the Torah, for example. But it has often been used in the Jewish faith to refer to, more generally, the performance of a good deed. But this is a good deed with intentionality. So it's not just doing something aligned to God's purposes, but it's sort of more of a searching out of those opportunities to do something aligned to God's purposes. There's intentionality behind it. The quote that I read to you a few minutes ago from Shimon ben Azai phrases it as a commandment pulling along a commandment, or a mitzvah pulling along a mitzvah. What this means is that when a mitzvah is performed, Other people, in turn, might be inspired by that. And they are more likely to go and perform their own mitzvah. Remember, a good deed with intention to fulfill God's purposes on earth. So a mitzvah leads to another mitzvah. One mitzvah pulls forward another mitzvah. Or you could also say that when someone performs one mitzvah, they themselves are more inclined to perform another mitzvah. Action follows action. There's a momentum there. One mitzvah pulls along another mitzvah. Now, by contrast, of course, a transgression pulls along a transgression. The Hebrew term being avera. One transgression against God's purposes might well lead to other transgressions. So how do these ideas of mitzvah / avera and the examen play together? Well, this is what I've been experimenting with during Lent. So at the beginning of the day, you or I might commit to performing a mitzvah, a good deed done with intentionality, with the goal of bringing God's purposes of honoring others and God's holy name into fruition. Okay, so throughout the day, we are at work, we're studying, we're spending time with friends and family, and that commitment to perform a mitzvah is fresh in our minds, because this is how we started our day, right? By thinking about this, by praying through it. So then we come to the end of our day, and we use the examen to look over that day's character and quality, to interrogate the soul, as Ignatius says. Was I able to bring something good down from heaven to earth? What were the victories? What were the struggles? Where were my words encouraging and beneficial? Or did I fall short? Because, of course, I will. Was I able, though, to perform a mitzvah? And what have I learned from the day? So these two practices can bookend the day.